When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So let's get to the Garrett Wilson touchdown as heard by Ian Eagle on Westwood One.
Rodgers in the pocket. He's going to throw. Left side. Looking.
No way.
What a grab! Garrett Wilson. It's incomplete. Kamari Lassiter in coverage.
So, Jerry, you're a football maven. What'd you think about that?
I heard Gio. I don't see where you see the shin in.
Well, hold on. Look,
on that angle there?
No. CBS Sports Network has a still shot.
Oh, okay.
So if they could throw that up there, that's not the... Well, here we go. Yeah. Boop.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
There you go.
So is it the, I know where the shin starts at the bottom of the leg. Where does it end? At the
below the knee.
But below the knee. How far below the knee?
The shin is right above the foot, right above the ankle.
Yeah, but then it goes up to the bottom of the knee.
As long as it touches one part of the shin, I don't know. That angle to me looks pretty good.
Does the whole shin have to get down?
I wouldn't think so.
I would think
Does the whole kneecap have to get down? No.
So you're saying that if
the
he landed...
The foot have to get down? No.
You can toe, right?
Right, but so you're telling me that if his knee came down, his knee touched first, he would have been out of bounds?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just asking you how you
so,
feel
here's
about
what
it.
I know. It's a remarkable catch.
Yes.
And I'm glad that it's a touchdown.
Okay. I'll leave it there. Right there with you. I said that first, but I was just... I'm trying to think from a Texans fan's perspective.
You know what's interesting about that? D'Amico Ryan's 6 minutes, I think he spoke, was not asked about it.
Because the coaches are going to say, and which they should say, is that if something is video replayed and it's overturned,
fair enough.
Then the coach has got to believe that the video replay.
But even from the standpoint of, could you believe that he got in, or like it wasn't, unless I missed it, but I don't think I did. I went through the 6 minutes, and maybe the video I saw didn't have all of it, but it looked pretty cut and dry when he started and finished. It would be one of my first questions
to D'Amico Ryan's. Did you see the tape of Garrett Wilson coming down with the football, and do you think that he was in bounds? That would be my question today if he was taking questions from reporters, which I'm assuming he would be.
And then you know how sometimes phrases are like, they're not popular anymore. Like, we used to talk weird in the 50s. We don't talk that way. Daddy-o, thing, well, unless you're Evan. We don't say things like that anymore.
Yeah, we talk about this kind of stuff, language we don't use.
Like, when you see something and you're like, I'm like, oh my God, right?
I mean, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's our big thing.
Do you know he is making his mark? Phil Simms is making his mark on others.
He might have made his mark on me this morning in the open.
Huh. Kirk Herbstreit, now Michaels, while reacting to this catch.
What a grab, though. One-handed.
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous catch.
I heard that, too.
That's unbelievable. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And then right after that, Al Michaels said, wild blueberries.
Crazy.
I love onions.
Yeah. And now he loves onions.
He might have said that. Then there's... I mean, all right, Kirk Herbstreit's a little bit older. Maybe oh my gosh, is in his mind. I don't know. Then you find out that Jamie and Sherwood was a lifelong Giant fan and loved himself some Phil Simms as he's walking off the field on SNY.
Oh my gosh, every win is critical.
I mean, this is like a virus. It's unbelievable.
This is the Simms effect.
Incredible.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild, so... you had a couple of guys there, young and a little bit older. Oh, my gosh. So,
oh, my gosh.
Here was, right, even Jose Iglesias saying, oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but Phil does say, oh, my God, in the commercial.
But he's not famous for, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but he's, like, Gio did the, oh, my God, this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's definitely, it's an easy thing to pick up. It's an easy habit to pick up.
Just, you know.
Sort of like a zin.
Phil was very natural in that commercial, so it's like you can all feel the genuineness.
Oh, yeah. I'm Phil Simms, 68, played professional football, won two championships. Injuries and all that. Think about them almost every day.
Yeah. My gosh.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Here was Garrett Wilson. Did you know, think you were inbounds on that play?
I didn't know him right away. I always feel like I have kind of bad luck with reviews, honestly. So I'm like, damn, it's close. It's really close, and I don't know which way this is going to go, but that would be really cool if it did count. You know, that's all I was thinking. I was like, that would be cool if that one did count, you know. So.
And it did count. And by the way, his first touchdown, as you guys also pointed out, was also a one-handed grab as he was running in stride pretty good.
You know what's amazing is the first play of the game for the Jets offense.
Oh,
Devontae Adams was wide open, and Aaron threw it out of bounds.
Well, but how about the whole sequence? Makes a bad throw, then makes a perfect throw to Breece Hall
that hits him
in the chest, and he drops it. And then he gets his clock cleaned, and then they're booing literally 30 seconds into the game.
Yeah, I would have been booing too.
I don't blame him.
That first half was awful by both teams.
And here was Rodgers talking about a great sense of urgency after the half.
You know, it was kind of season on the line there in the second half. Obviously, we wouldn't have been mathematically eliminated, but mentally, to go to 2-7 would have been real tough.
And what'd you say?
He said, he goes, we wouldn't have been mathematically eliminated, but he said, but mentally. And I said, yeah, mentally eliminated.
Mentally out of it.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. Here was Sauce Gardner as we flip things around to the defense, because C.J. Stroud got absolutely clobbered. He was sacked 8 times in this game, only completed 11 passes. Here was Gardner.
Oh, yeah. We were just trying to create the hitch. You know what I'm saying? Rush and coverage, that's what we always preaching. You know, so I feel like we did a pretty good job, man. You know, creating the hitches, letting the D-line go eat.
And they did, for sure. Here was Stroud himself. Got hit a whole hell of a lot.
I don't know what analogy I can use, but, yeah, it's not easy. You know, that's a strong suit I think I have is being able to move minutely in the pocket, you know, having those micro movements, and then, you know, keep my eyes on the field, be able to make plays. And, yeah, man, I know those guys up there are fighting. And
it just didn't go so good for them. So the Texans 6-3, the Jets are 3-6 as they snap their 5-game losing streak. They will be in Arizona next Sunday. Sunday at 1, the Giants play the Commanders. Here is Malik Nabers. No shock. You know, he's got a little connection, of course, to Jaden Daniels. He says no shock Washington is winning when you see who their QB is.
They still winning games. I mean, I got my dog at quarterback. I mean, he's a great quarterback, so they're leading behind him. He's been doing a good job.
But why has he been doing such a good job and doing it so fast?
He's a winner. I mean, I don't see nothing different. I mean, he still is leading his team to victory, still taking care of the football. So, you know, everything I know that he's been doing in my eyes.
This has another one of these potentials to just be super ugly at MetLife Stadium. We were at the last one. Saquon Barkley returns. It is a total bloodbath. He's so good that he's being taken out of the game in the fourth quarter. It is that much of a blowout. And now you have another situation here with a team in the division on the rise that it was the only team that you could beat. We're the Commanders. That's the only team Daniel Jones and the Giants could beat.
And should have beat them the first time, and they blew it.
And they blew it, and they didn't. And now they're coming into MetLife Stadium, and he's going to have another week to get healthier with the rib situation, where they play horribly and can't score touchdowns. And this guy's going to be running around, you know, scoring touchdowns with his legs, throwing them to Terry McLaurin. It just has the script feels nasty again with this one.
You would certainly think so. Cowboys Falcons on Sunday. This is Trayvon Diggs talking to the media about the whole
these nuts
things. Yes. This was him about, you know, on the outburst with the reporter, knowing that he did wrong.
You know, I shouldn't have reacted how I reacted, you know, so, you know, I apologize for that. But, you know, emotions are high. He just caught me at the right time, I guess.
And we told you yesterday he gave him the nuts.
That's actually a very good explanation.
Yeah.
And a very nice apology.
Yeah. That's the way things should be. Yes. And that was even after he face-to-face apologized to the reporter. Colts Vikings Sunday night. No, G, you'll be up for this one. Here's Anthony Richardson. The answer's a little bit long because there's a question in the middle of it as well as a follow-up. His reaction to getting benched for Joe Flacco.
It hurts. As a competitor, you know, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
Would you do anything differently with the tap-out play or say anything differently about it?
You know, regarding that play, you know I can't do that as a leader, you know, especially as a quarterback of this team, and especially just as a football player in general. You know, I can't necessarily just bring myself out of the game like that.
He'll, you know, he's going to learn. He's an uber-talented young man who just has to nuance the quarterback position, understand it a little bit better. You know, one thing that we don't know is whether or not he handles the play calls and the formations and all that kind of stuff smoothly. We don't know that. And we do know that Joe Flacco does do that. And that may have been part of what's going on here. Plus that interception at the end of the first half last week, where they were and why Shane Steichen is asking him to throw the ball is beyond me. But at the end of the day, they're not getting rid of him. They're just going to let him sit. Let Joe do this. Joe could end up getting hurt at any point in time. You know that. And then he'll get another opportunity. But they're not moving on from him totally. I mean, Joe's 39 years old, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yes, he is. As Aaron Rodgers is 40.
Yeah, they're just trying to save. They want to save the season. They want to make it to the playoffs, and this is the way you do it.
In the aftermath of the Dodgers winning the World Series, they did light building, not buildings, but they did have fires and did all sorts of stupid things.
Yeah, and saw some guys blow his hands off.
A guy blew his hand off with fireworks, which is pretty stupid, too.
At least his team got a championship.
John Heyman. Yes.
At least that guy, if he got a ring, it's going to be a tough situation.
He didn't blow both hands off.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't there like a big looting of a Nike store out there?
There might have been. It was a mess.
Yeah.
John Heyman reporting that 11 teams have already reached out to Juan Soto, who's a free agent, as we know. We certainly heard that from him yesterday.
Did he give you the 11 teams?
No, but I think it's all the teams you expect them to be.
11 teams.
I know the Padres apparently very interested in getting him back.
Okay.
That's one thing I did read.
Yeah, they did really well with him.
Well, whatever. I mean, that was still a playoff team this year, and he should make you better in theory. I'll get to a couple of other things from baseball next hour. The Knicks,
the Red Sox reach out.
Yeah, I don't have the list. You tell me.
Blue Jays, yes.
Are you reading this or asking me? I don't know.
I'm asking you.
I just said I don't know. John, he said there were 11 teams.
What about the Rangers, Jerry?
I don't know. I do not know. I'm pretty sure the Mets checked in. I do know. I did read that. I don't know.
Think the Angels?
Yes, 100%. I think the Angels did, the Mariners did, I think the Rangers did, the Astros did, the Mets did, the Marlins did, the Phillies did, the Braves did, the White Sox, Cubs. Anybody else? What do you think?
I'm just asking.
I don't think
you.
The A's checked in.
What about the Blue Jays, Jerry?
And the Blue Jays. 11 teams, he said.
The Giants, definitely, right?
Oh, definitely the Giants, yes. Rangers, Senators tonight, the Islanders in Buffalo, the Devils visit Calgary.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com